All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Friday, February 9th, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here at republicbroadcasting.org and on shortwave at 5.050. I am here courtesy of the all-natural cure for headaches, Headache Stay On. Folks, thank God it's Friday. I am ready for the weekend. Unfortunately, though, I have a lot of work to do this weekend, but a lot of times that's when I get most of my real work done. I have a lot of little things to go over with you here this evening, and I would advise you to get your pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you some email addresses and some other things for people you can contact for interesting information that you need. Well, the big thing in the news today, if you pay attention to the mass media, which, you know, you really should because you can find out what our rulers have in store for us if you analyze the media carefully. The big story today is, of course, the fact that they've come out with a report that says hardline Zionist Douglas Feith, F-E-I-T-H, and his gang in the Defense Department were basically forging phony details, forging phony information, trying to suggest that Saddam Hussein, who was up until the rise of Iran, Saddam was considered the new Hitler, they were trying to say that he was tied up with Al-Qaeda, which, of course, we all knew was a lie. But this was all part and parcel of the lies told by President George W. Bush and his Zionist gang of neoconservatives in their effort to get us into the Iraq War. Yeah, well, now people are shaking their heads and wringing their hands and saying, ain't it awful, Mabel? But you know what? Those of us who bothered to really do the research, those of us who bothered to search out the facts, knew that these were lies. So here we go again, folks. Another bunch of lies coming from these liars, these criminals. Douglas Feith is ensconced at Georgetown right now, right here in Washington, D.C. You know, we have a lot of muggers here in Washington. I have to say that I wouldn't be too upset if some mugger gave Douglas Feith what he deserved. I hate to be violent, folks. I'm not violent. But I'm just saying that if there's anybody who deserves being knocked around, it's Douglas Feith, because he's responsible for the murder of more than 3,000 Americans. God knows how many Iraqis. Now he wants us to get into Iran. We're the muggers when we need them. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. You know, I was having a conversation just before I came on the air. I was having a conversation with an old friend of mine who's been a reader of American Free Press for, well, since the beginning, and before that, our old newspaper, The Spotlight, and he's very much impressed with the work of Mark Glenn. We talked about Mark on this show last night. He's been a guest on this show many times. He's now writing for American Free Press on a regular basis, and getting a much bigger audience than the print media, I guess, probably than he's ever had before. He's certainly been widely read on the internet, but his articles in American Free Press are reaching a new audience, and they are impressing them. So good for Mark. Okay, folks, you know, we keep hearing that they hate us. They hate us. You know, that's the line, you know, that's the line that they're using to get us to hate the rest of the world so they can get us into war against people. You know, they just did a poll, a survey of 27,000 people all over the world over a period of several months. Now, of course, I don't necessarily believe polls, but, you know, what can I say? Sometimes polls are right, sometimes they're not. Anyway, people were polled in 18 countries, and of those polled, well, no, apparently it was a little bit more than that. More countries were polled. It says the most common view in 23 of the 25 countries polled is that the United States is causing more Middle East conflict than it is preventing. Only one country, Nigeria, had more people saying that U.S. policies were stabilizing the region. I don't know what they're drinking or eating or smoking or snorting in Nigeria, but they better take a second look at what's going on in the world today, thanks to these gangsters who are running the Bush administration and using this little punk as their front man. I refer, of course, to George W. Bush, who illegally assumed the presidency not once but twice. In any case, you know, the fact is Americans really don't get enough news and information from what we call the third world. And there is a solution to that. That is the internet, because we can get a lot of information from, you know, websites and commentators from around the globe. But one of my favorite sources for commentary is an organization called the International Movement for a Just World. I'm going to give you their website address and an email where you can contact them. They happen to be in Malaysia. I had the pleasure of meeting the chairman of the International Movement for a Just World when I was in Malaysia, not this past year, but 2 years ago. Chandra Musafar, very, very scholarly gentleman, attorney, author, lecturer, well-known really throughout Southeast Asia, really all throughout the Middle East and Asia, quite a fellow. And I was looking at a recent newsletter from the International Movement for a Just World, and they say in a closing paragraph from one of their articles precisely what the thought is that predominates really around the world. and assists. They say the choice before the U.S. and the West is stark and simple. Either they continue to work in tandem with Israel and destroy the world, or they curb and control Israel's drive for hegemonic power and usher in a new era of peace and justice. Well, I read that quote on this program before, but it's so simple and so profound that I thought I'd read it again, and I want to refer you to the website of the International Movement for a Just World. So get your pen and paper out handy. Get your pen and paper out, folks. Their address is just, J-U-S-T, dash, international.org. Just-international.org. Well worth checking it out. They do have a newsletter that they send out by email, and I think I'll give you their email address too, so you can write them and tell them you heard about it on Michael Collins Piper's program on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Their email address is Muza, M-U-Z-A, dot just dash international dot org. Muza dot just dash international dot org. Now I say dash, it's just a just one line, just dash international dot org. Maybe that's hyphen. Anyway, it's muza.just-international.org or a variation thereof. For some reason, the difference between a hyphen and a dash escapes me at the moment. I think it's a hyphen, though, folks. In any case, well worth checking out their website and seeing what people around the world, intelligent people who don't hate Americans but who fear for America's future just as they fear for the future of the world. Worth hearing what they have to say. I'm always criticized for being so nasty towards the Israelis. Well, I'm going to say something nice about the Israelis. As you know, I'm all in favor of holistic and homeopathic and natural remedies and treatments, evidenced by my enthusiastic support for my sponsor, Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Well, it turns out an Israeli company has been selling a product called Glucodan. It's a tea. They've been selling it in Israel. They've carried out successful clinical trials on this herbal tea. They say that it can substantially lower blood sugar levels among diabetics. This tea, Glucodan, G-L-U-C-O-D-A-N, is a blend of medicinal herbs. It reduces sugar and breaks down carbohydrates and fats. It includes a wide variety of herbs and I'll tell you what, if it works, I hope this Israeli invention gets into the hands of lots of diabetics in America. So three cheers for this Israeli company. I hope their product is for real. I hope it works. Good for Glucodan. Glucodan, I should say. Maybe Glucodan should be advertising here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Everybody's looking for good health, folks. Well, I just got a very interesting email regarding something that has been frequently discussed in the Patriot movement. It touches on the JFK assassination. I've mentioned it before in this program. It's this legend of JFK having given a speech at Columbia University, it variously described as 10 days to 6 weeks before he was assassinated. In that speech, so the legend goes, JFK told the people who were listening there at Columbia University that there was a great conspiracy against America, and he was determined to warn the American people about this conspiracy. Well, various people have said that conspiracy that he was warning about was the fact that aliens had landed and it was being kept secret. Other people say it had to do with the Federal Reserve. Others, more circumspect, say it had to do with the military-industrial complex. But, folks, as I wrote in Final Judgment, I could never find any evidence that JFK had given such a speech at Columbia University or that he'd even given a speech at Columbia University during a given time frame. Well, very eminent JFK assassination researcher has passed on to me some information from another researcher who said, and this researcher was a graduate of Columbia University, and he had actually taught there, There's no record of JFK ever having given such a speech at Columbia. So the speech never happened. It is just one of those things that's gotten out there. Well, now then people come back and say, oh, no, you're wrong, Piper. JFK did give a speech warning about a conspiracy and secret societies. Well, JFK did give a speech to the American Newspaper Publishers Association at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York, in which he did talk about secret societies. He said that that America rejected secrecy, that there was an international conspiracy being waged against the American people. Frankly, folks, if you read that speech in its entirety, I don't believe JFK really was warning about the Masons. I really don't believe he was warning about Zionism. Actually, what he was doing, folks, was using the standard rhetoric of the Cold War. That international conspiracy he was talking about was a conventional communist conspiracy that was indeed the stuff of rhetoric in the Cold War. So again, we're talking about two different speeches by JFK, one that was never given at Columbia University, and since it was never given, couldn't have had anything to do with the Martians or the Venetians or anybody else, nor could it have had to do with the Federal Reserve because, again, JFK never gave such a speech. But nonetheless, that legend of that speech continues to circulate, and people demand to know in letters and emails to me on a regular basis, why don't I ever point it out? The reason why I never point it out is because the speech was never given. The speech, however, at the Waldorf Astoria before the American Newspaper Publishers Association was indeed given, and you can find the text of it on the Internet quite freely. I believe there is even a video of it that is circulating out there. But, like I say, sometimes we read too much into things, and even me, the great conspiracy theorist, as I've been called, and they say that not in a friendly way, they say that in a negative way, even I don't suggest that JFK was standing before America's newspaper publishers and suggesting that he was getting ready to blow the whistle on Zionism or Freemasonry or the Illuminati or even a New World Order. He was just talking about the old bugaboo of communism, and communism was a much feared bugaboo, and rightly so. After all, communism was responsible for the mass murder of many, 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 many millions of people, far more millions of people, I might note parenthetically, than supposedly died in the Holocaust. All right, folks, we're going to a break. We are going to bring up some calls if you choose to call in. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about myths, talking about the media, talking about what people believe because they pay too much attention to the media. Another funny little item. You know, I've been cleaning my office out here. What a task it is. Found another little item, which I've mentioned before, but it bears mentioning again. They did a poll. I don't know who did the poll, but it said that a terrifying number, that was the words of the Wilson Quarterly, said a terrifying number of people in a recent poll thought that the orcs' defeat at Helm's Deep in the film The Two Towers actually occurred. Folks, The Two Towers, that's based on the writings, the fantasy novel series by J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, they're great movies, folks. And I know when I watched it, I really enjoyed those movies. They were a lot of fun. And I know that of those of you who watched them as I did, you didn't really think that that big battle actually occurred. But a lot of people, a lot of Americans really believe that that movie is for real. Think about that, folks. That's scary as hell. You know, another movie I just saw recently, and it's very entertaining. It kind of gives you some insights into the international power plays that were going on in Europe and really around the world in the early part of the 20th century. Riley, Ace of Spies. It was a, I guess, 12-part series run on A&E or one of these cable networks. It's the story of Sidney Riley. His real name was Sigmund Rosenblum. He was a Jew born in Russia who later went to work for British intelligence and for lots and lots of other people. It starred Sam Neill. Very interesting, very entertaining series. I watched it. You know, it's been so cold here in Washington, D.C., colder than usual. But so I thought I'd watch it, entertain myself, maybe learn something from it. But it's interesting, folks. They describe it as the true story of the Ace of Spies, Sidney Riley. But, you know, I read a book about Riley called Trust No One, and I think that's something we should all keep in mind at some point or another. Called Trust No One, The Secret World of Sidney Riley. It's by Professor Richard Spence. And one thing that's very, very clear once reading Professor Spence's biography of Riley is that this television drama, Riley, Ace of Spies, is hardly anything but the true story of Sidney Riley. I really recommend this book to anyone who's interested in the intrigues of the first part of the 20th century, the rise of communism in Russia, all of the intrigues with British intelligence. Sidney Reilly supposedly died in 1925, killed by Stalin. Maybe, maybe not. Some people say he went on to engage in all sorts of intrigue in Europe and ended up living in Israel where he worked for the Mossad. Well, we will never know, but the truth is that the secret world of Sidney Reilly really does in many ways reflect a lot of the intrigues of the 20th century. And as I say, it brings us back to that point that we should, as Professor Spence's book says, trust no one. You know, that's a theme that appears in this this very popular film that came out, The Departed, starring Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson. Very interesting film about both organized crime in Massachusetts infiltrating the special team of the state police investigating organized crime. In turn, there was a state police spy inside organized crime in Massachusetts. So, you know, some of these things we see in films, you know, do in fact reflect reality. But, of course, the problem with our reality in the world today is so much of our reality comes from the corrupt national media. And, you know, again, in my cleaning process here, which is a never-ending and always ongoing process, I came across a quote from Thomas Jefferson. He said, "Nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vehicle. I really look with commiseration over the great body of my fellow citizens who, reading newspapers, live and die in the belief that they have known something of what is happening in the world in their time. I will add that the man who never looks into a newspaper is better informed than he who reads them." Well, as much as I admire Thomas Jefferson, I have to remind you that he said that before the rise of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And nor did Thomas Jefferson ever know that there would be a wonderful vehicle for truth called the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. So, needless to say, Jefferson's sentiments are absolutely correct. All right, well, you know what? We are coming towards the end of the half hour here, and I do have several callers, and I promise that I will bring them up right after the break. So, in the meantime, folks, think about that. Think about this problem we have with the controlled media in America. And consider the fact that you do have the Republic Broadcasting Network as an alternative, and thank God for that. All right, when we come back, going right to the callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Day Gone. That number is 1-800-327-0727. Okay, we have at least one caller lined up here, and I'm going to go right to that caller. That's Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, it's a little cold down there.
Yeah, it actually warmed up a little bit. We're transferring our cold weather down to Texas.
Oh, I should give you some up here because it's
okay.
I got a little story for you. One of my friends, she's going to a college down the road, Johnson State College, and her syllabus from her professor, they had to do an independent research on any historical event in the 1960s. And she knows I'm a kind of a history buff, and I like, you know, history. And she said, Jeff, what should I do it on? And I go, well, you should do it on the USS Liberty. She goes, I've never heard of that. And she looked in her textbook, and it wasn't in her textbook, and she asked for more information about it. So I said, yeah, 34, on June 8, 1967, 34, Americans died. And she goes, there's a video on the RBN website you can watch. So she watched it, and she was very excited and fascinated. And she goes, well, this is what I'm going to do it on. So she went to her professor, and she goes, this is what I want to do my research project on. And he said, the USS Liberty. And he's a history professor. And he goes, that's not an event that really that is not historical that took place in the 60s. And she goes, she goes, yes, it is. And she goes, well, let me think about it. And a week later, she did more research on it. She actually emailed people that were on the ship, and she was corresponding with some sailors that were on the ship, and she was really excited about doing it. And she was talking to other people in their class what they were doing on. Some people were doing on, like, what GIs had in their backpacks and the fashion of the 60s, you know, like the Midway Massacre. And so she was pretty comfortable that her, you know, her professor would have no problem with her doing the USS Liberty. So so she went, and she asked for the final permission, I guess, to the approval of her research project. And he said, no, you can't do this. And she was like, why? I go, people are doing it on what GIs had in their backpacks, on the Midway Massacre and all this other, you know, all the other projects that people are doing. She goes, it doesn't make sense. It was an event that happened. He goes, well, it's not appropriate for class. So I asked, well, what's the guy's name? And she goes, Roger Krantz. So I go, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or nothing, but just do a Google search on the last name Krantz. So she Googled the last name Krantz and his name, and he's a Jewish guy, and he's an Israeli, and some people just don't get it that, you know, they don't want this to be exposed in academia,
that story, that story says everything right there. I mean, that's a very disturbing story because it kind of represents the corruption that we have in academia today, particularly on these so-called controversial things. And, you know, it's very interesting about that a few years ago, a character down in Florida, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, now this is off the top of my head, he was a judge, a Jewish judge named Crystal, C-R-I-S-T-O-L.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a paper for a graduate course on the subject of the USS Liberty, which, of course, exonerated the Israelis and said, you know, Israel is the best thing since sliced bread, and it was an accidental attack and everything. And this dissertation, this thesis by Crystal, was subsequently published as a book, and that book is now the book that defenders of Israel, including Senator John McCain, used to exonerate Israel for its murderous treachery in the attack on the USS Liberty. So evidently, it is quite appropriate to write a thesis that said Israel was not guilty of the crime, but it's inappropriate to even suggest anything otherwise. And, you know, what happened to that friend of yours, I'm sorry to say, has probably happened to thousands and thousands of other people.
It's not even in the textbooks of historical events that happened in the 1960s.
Even to suggest that was not a significant historical event is such...
It's preposterous.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, exactly. I mean, you know, isn't that interesting, though? It's quite okay to write something about what soldiers carry in their backpacks. It's okay to write about what people were wearing in the 60s. But a military event involving U.S. sailors who died and who were butchered, something that actually was written about in the New York Times, although, as Lyndon Johnson said, it appeared on page 829 instead of on the front page, where it should have been. This Professor Krantz, he should be stripped of his academic credentials and just run out of academia altogether. And maybe someday that'll happen. But now, unfortunately, that's the kind of corruption we have. That's amazing. That's an interesting story, Jeff.
He actually said it's an historical event that has no bearing on the 1960s.
It only happened at the beginning of the 1967 Arab-Israeli War.
and this girl was so excited to do it. I mean, you could see her face light up when she started finding out and finding the history and watching the movie and emailing the sailors back and forth. And she was really into it, and she had a passion going into it. And she could not believe what her professor said to her. And it broke her heart, and she argued with him and everything, and she doesn't, and she's not the type of person that would think that a race or, you know, a religion or anything or any, she doesn't believe that he have a dual loyalty to the state,
right,
of Israel, you know,
right,
or something of that nature, and
right, exactly,
and
just an average American who found an interesting story that she wanted to write about.
And the facts, and I said, just get the facts. Don't worry about nothing else. And if you watch the video, there's Israeli pilots that say they were directed by their command to attack the USS Liberty. And these Israeli pilots are interviewed, and they say that. And I mean, and obviously, with anybody with a half a brain that, you know, puts any effort into researching the USS Liberty, knows it was a cover up. And the average person on the street, they don't even get the exposure that this topic needs. You know, I mean, there's just so much with the King David Hotel, the Levant affair. I mean, you could go on and on and on, but I mean, just the USS Liberty, people can grasp that and understand.
That's right, exactly. See, that's why the USS Liberty is so explosive, no pun intended, because it is something that people can grasp. You know, we have this punk in the White House telling us to support our troops and telling us that the criticisms of the war are counterproductive and send the wrong message to the troops. But yet here when a young lady tries to interview our troops, the guys who were on the USS Liberty, and tries to tell their story, she's shot down. That's the, you know, I just, like I always say, little stories like that tell the big story, very much so.
Now she's got to find a new topic, and I told her to do the topic anyways. I told her, you know what, you know, you tell the truth, and you tell, and this is what I said to her, I go, you put the professor on the spot, you know, you say, you tell the professor that he doesn't want this exposed. He doesn't even want me to go there. And obviously, this is an historical event that happened on June 8th, 1967. That it's getting covered up not only by the mass media and our Congress and everybody else, but it's getting covered up by the academia.
I tell you what. You know, I hate to put this poor girl in a position, but you know, I think your advice to her is absolutely correct. I think that she should. She obviously has been in contact with survivors of the USS Liberty. A lot of those guys have had it up to their eyeballs. I think, I'm sure those guys would be willing to come to her support. Mm-hmm. And I really think an issue should be made of this, Professor Kranz, because, this is it's intellectual deception, it's intellectual corruption. In fact, there's nothing intellectual about it.
And she has the greatest. This guy, she was like, "Oh, this guy lived in a hippie commune. He's a hippie. He's got long hair. He's open-minded." And you know, I mean, I go, that doesn't make a difference. You put the guy against the wall, he's going to go with those people. He's not going to go with the Americans.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, his open-mindedness probably goes as far as it can go in any realm. But in that particular area, then all of a sudden, subject closed. You know, that's the.
it just you know, I've never actually seen or never been seen like Jewish racism or, you know, or anything of that nature in any of my contact with anybody in Vermont or any place else. I've never seen anybody try to cover up anything. You know, I've read about it.
Exactly.
But I've never actually had the firsthand, you know, knowledge.
Exactly.
Of it.
That's where it becomes so eye-opening. And, you know, for me, you know, I've experienced it myself, but, I mean, obviously I've kind of been in a public arena with writing and speaking and so forth. But so I talk about it all the time, and people hear me talk about it, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, isn't that interesting? Isn't that awful? But then, as I always say, when people meet up with it firsthand, it really is just a real shock. And it's a real shock. It's not as much of a shock to someone like you as it is to this young lady who has just been told that there are certain things you can't talk about. Very, very interesting story, Jeff. I appreciate you telling me that story, and if there's any further developments...
I'll try to have her call in.
Yeah, you know, have her feel free to call in, and I'd love to have Professor Kranz call in, too. I mean, let's take it out into the open here, and let's have free and open debate.
You know, I always promote, you know, I'd like to have, you know, Rabbi West or whoever, you know, come on and debate the Talmud or debate everything, because that's what these people don't like to do. They don't like to have debates about it because it exposes them. And you notice that in the politicians. That's why they hate. That's why they hate, you know, fundraising, and they hate going in events. They hate going to town meetings because they don't like questions.
They don't.
It's true.
You know, I once confronted Senator John Hines of Pennsylvania at a public forum in Pennsylvania about U.S. aid to Israel. And I want to tell you something. I saw that guy's jaw drop to the floor, and then I saw him do a two-step and give some really grand pronouncement about how wonderful Israel was, and then it was on to the next question.
Isn't it incredible? I just
It's pretty rotten.
You know?
Well, you tell your friend she's welcome to call in here and tell her that we'd like to have Professor Kranz call in, too, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be That'd be amazing. I'll try to get him to call.
Why not? I mean, you know, if he has nothing to hide, I mean, he's welcome to come on here, and if he can make a fool of me, I'm more than more than willing to let him do it.
I doubt that, Michael.
He wouldn't be the first person to do it. Let's have him do it. Jeff, thanks for your call. That's very interesting.
No problem.
All righty. Okay, let's go to Jim in Texas.
Yeah, the chances of that professor calling in are two and Slim left town because it ain't going to happen. But I'm glad tonight you brought up Mark Glenn, because I would recommend for all your listeners to go to Crescent and Cross and read just one article by him called The Men in Black, which took place at the conference that you were at there in Washington, D.C., I believe
right.
It was, or just outside. That article explains everybody, all of our own problems. Are you diplomatic? Or are you going to state the whole truth as you see it? And as Admiral Farragut said, full speed ahead and damn the torpedoes. Are you going to state the truth regardless of the consequences? Or are you going to be diplomatic? And that basically is the essence of that article. And it also is like the old Popeye saying, I've had all I can stands and I can't stands no more. Basically, that article can be boiled down to those descriptions. You know, he had enough, and he wasn't going to take it anymore. He's going to say what he had to say, and he didn't give a damn about the consequences. And that article is one of the most poignant articles I've ever read in my whole life.
You know, I tell you something. You know, it is a great article, but I tell you what was even more impressive than Mark's article was his actual presentation at that conference, sitting right up there, and I was sitting right up there on the podium. Down a couple seats away from him, and I want to tell you that you could have heard a pin drop while Mark was talking.
Yeah,
because
I'll bet your jaw was similar to Professor Krantz's. It dropped open because he laid it on the line and he didn't care.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I knew what he was going to say, and I encouraged him to say it. But what was interesting was that the room was silent, not because people disagreed with him, but because people agreed with him, and I have to say that the applause was substantial because people appreciated the fact that Mark was saying some truthful things.
Some things that needed to be said.
Things that needed to be said, exactly.
And I can imagine the reaction of the Men in Black.
They weren't too happy about it.
No, I know they weren't too happy about it, because he explained the article is not near. I would have loved to have been there to listen to it, but because this is one of the rare moments in history where somebody said, you know, I don't care anymore. I'm going to say what I think, and that's it.
Actually, there is a videotape available of that from American Free Press. I don't know.
Is?
I wish I could tell you the price. I don't know off the top of my head, but.
I don't care. Just you can go on American Free Press on the internet and find it, and get the DVD or the video.
Well, if you go to the American Free Press website on the internet, there is information about those DVDs. So,
okay.
So if you'd actually like to see it, that's where to go.
I mean, the article itself done enough for me. I mean,
oh yeah, no, it's in fact we republished an abbreviated version of the article in the Barnes Review. In the last issue that went to press. I'm not even sure which issue that was. I guess maybe the January-February issue of the Barnes Review, but needless to say, it is at crescentandcross.com and certainly recommend it. So.
Well, good. That's good to know, because that's one of my most famous favorite articles that I've ever read from anybody that finally come out of the woodwork, so to speak. I mean, he was out of the woodwork before, you know.
At the recent Holocaust conference in Iran, Lady Michelle Renouf of Britain gave a very similar address, an address that was very similar in tone, and she started off by saying, "I know there's a lot of people here who are not going to like what I have to say, but I feel that it needs to be said." And I have to tell you again that even though she prefaced her remarks with those comments, she did get lots of applause. As far as I'm concerned, it was probably the most candid, most honest, and most straightforward presentation that I saw out of many, many people who spoke in Iran.
By the way, Mike, did you ever look up that I told you about before, the when she debated Norman Finkelstein on I believe it was a radio
TV? After you mentioned that to me, somebody else mentioned it to me as well, and I need to look that up. Well, listen, Jim, thank you for your call. We are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few minutes left. If you want to call in, do it now. It's 800-313-9443. We're wrapping it up for the week. You got about 3 minutes to say what you have to say. Otherwise, I'll say what I have to say. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have just a couple minutes to go, and I haven't gotten any calls. I guess everybody went to bed. It's cold down in Texas tonight. It's getting warm here in Washington, so all the listeners here in Washington are out on the town, but I'm sitting here talking to you, but that's quite all right. Well, folks, not much more to say right now. Lots in the news, and of course I'm going to be scouring the papers over the weekend. I really shouldn't read the papers because, you know, it gives me indigestion. But one of the problems with doing a radio show like this is I kind of have to have a vague idea of what's going on in the world. I have a lot of nice ideas, but, you know, in order to convey those ideas, I've got to get some information. And incidentally, speaking of conveying information, when I conveyed the internet address International Movement for a Just World, I said that it was a dash in the address, folks. No, it's just a plain old hyphen. You know, I've been typing now for about, oh, I guess 35 years, and I do know the difference between a dash and a hyphen. So that address that I gave you, if you took it down, it's not a dash. It's a plain old hyphen. Well, you know, folks, this world situation that we keep coming back to requires free and open debate. And that story that we heard from Jeff, the caller here earlier, you know, does represent the kind of tragedy that we have in the world today, where we have limitations on our ability to discuss things in certain forums, in academia, in the mass media. You know, you can give an interview to the mass media and give them all your great insights, but if they don't report it, nobody hears about it. They only hear from William Crystal or this Judge Crystal down in Florida who says the Israelis are pretty nice people who really didn't attack the USS Liberty deliberately. But I'd like to see Professor Kranz come aboard here. I'm sure Professor Kranz considers the Ku Klux Klan very bigoted and narrow-minded, you know, and preaches against that kind of hatred. But Professor Kranz is displaying bigotry and narrow-mindedness. And if he keeps that kind of thing up, they're going to start calling him Ku Klux Kranz, because his bigotry is just as bad as any you'll find in any organization which may or may not be bigoted, however you define it. So I would challenge Professor Kranz to come on the air and talk about why the USS Liberty, the murder of 34 Americans on June 8, 1967, is not an historical event that should be discussed in a paper by a grown-up college student. And we'd just love to have that young lady come aboard and talk about it, too. Unfortunately, of course, she'll be targeted by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and all these hardline groups that are so determined to silence freedom of discussion. But the one good thing is that she can come on the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. And that's why you're listening here tonight. That's why you're going to continue listening to Rick Adams and all the other good programming over the weekend. And hopefully you'll return here on Monday night, because I intend to be back, God willing. Have a good weekend, folks. Please maintain your support for the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. See you next week, folks.